with the end of the movement of the 60s and with real economic, for real economic reasons, the political mood shifted and a period of incredible reaction came in, which was spearheaded in the U.S. by the Reagan administration. And so what progressive ideas had to do, instead of trying to advance, they were simply trying to defend themselves. Feminism being like the best example of the backlash or the apparent backlash against feminism, you know, were ideas that at one time were seen by many as being justifiable, now had to justify themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And mental patients issues, which was a very, very minor part of this, it was almost invisible. In fact, 99% of people who were in the movement even didn't know about it. But it was somehow piggybacked on women's liberation and gay liberation and other movements. And so with the conservative swing that began in the mid to late 70s and was consolidated in the 80s, the mental patients issues became not just on the back burner, but virtually off the stove entirely. And I view that with a lot of personal torment. Because I see that what happened, there were a lot of things I wanted MPA to accomplish, and it did accomplish a lot of things. It provided housing for a lot of people. It provided a community for a lot of people. But on the political stage, I wanted to see a real cut into the stigma of mental illness. And I think the stigma is greater now than it was then. In fact, I'm sure it's greater now than it was then.